up,
right? When are we going to hang out?
Yeah, you're going to hang out with the Diamonds and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And when are we going?
It's, you know, scheduled for October, so.
Oh, boy. I better get rocking, huh?
Yeah. You know, more or less.
I got two more people committed to getting in this week.
Shoot.
And stuff. I just tried calling a few minutes ago. I didn't go over either one of them, but two more should get in, possibly three, but I don't know if I'll get it done by the end of the week since I got the expo going on, but
well, there's
I'm rocking.
When I hear what you're up to lately, it's just really neat to see you pulling off the stops and getting the rock under your feet and really starting to be the leader of the next generation.
It's
but
just
realize
a lot of fun.
That what's that?
It's just a lot of fun.
Awesome.
You know.
And realize that sometimes when you put some of your leaders through this course, some of them will rear up and balk and fight because you're trying to herd Mustangs here.
Right.
And they just flat will refuse. They'll still be good leaders. I've actually had three in the history of my group who were good people on the ball. And, man, they were smoking, just pulling volumes and building teams and doing stuff. But when they got onto this, the accountability totally freaked them out.
Yeah.
Couldn't hold it. It just scared them to death. So just be aware that for a lot of people, this is really an inspiration, really pulls them along. And for some, it's just they're better off suited to sit in the gallery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Learn through that process and understand that most of their team – will do well with this, but they particularly, being on calls, makes them nuts. Well, welcome, everybody. I'm back on terra firma for a short period. But I do recommend that you all take a chance to visit Paradise every now and then. It changes
yeah.
your life perspective.
A new breath of fresh air, huh?
Oh, it was, yeah. You didn't want to be inside much, that's for sure. Well, welcome all to week number, I think it's week number six of our Pathfinder 1 program. We got some awesome, sterling, excited, bubbly people here, and we're going to find out tonight how they're doing in building up their groups, their teams, getting together. We have what sounds like the names of our teams are somewhat like they own a fireworks company this time. We have the Golden Sparklers and the Silver Showers. Or the Silver Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's S-U-apostrophe-S.
Named after a famous person in their group.
There you go.
So as we get rocking here, it looks like time's about right. Let's check and see how our roll call goes. For those of you who are in the listening gallery, every week we check accountability to see what we've done. Remember that in this program, it's all about what you can do. We don't care and don't want to hear what you can't do. It has no bearing on the forward progress of the group. It just is a way of letting us know or letting your team know, plus keeping score of how we're doing with staying on track. What we'll be hearing is complete, and if they say complete, it means that they've done the reading and listening assigned for the week, done a wellness preview, or been involved with one during the last week, and had five people that got in front of an ABC of some sort. An ABC could be anything from listening to a CD or watching a DVD to using products to an ABC sitting across the table with your sponsors. Any way that a person could be exposed to NECAN and have the ability to say, hey, you know what, I want to see something more or I'm done, one or the other. So our first one out of the shoot for the Golden Sparklers is Steve Crowfoot.
Incomplete.
With it, Steve?
Yeah, incomplete.
And Becky. Is Becky out of her yard yet? Let's try Stephen T., who's been on call the last 3 weeks. We'll likely be stepping into the gallery, and we'll just make that now so that you can learn and listen, but I won't take away from the group. Brad? Now, Brad's probably in the middle of a wellness preview because Brad is smoking hot right now. We'll wait and see if he comes on in just a minute. Oh, you know, Brad called me yesterday, he is complete for the week and he's in Salt Lake City and doing a preview, so he hoped, or no, he's in, he's coaching for a football camp, that's what it was, and we'll be coming on near the end of the call. Debbie, are you with us? Well, since Debbie and Becky are related, maybe we got those two out dinking around like they did last week. So we need to make them do push-ups when they get on, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Melanie and Dean. What was that?
Complete.
Way to go.
Whoopee.
Can you hit star 4 on your phone there? Okay, great. Shoo.
Complete.
That better?
Yeah, that sounds good. Great. Okay, so far, and we should have more people coming here in a minute, but we have the silver shoes with 10 points, and we have the golden sparklers with only 5.
Handing out CDs
that
counts.
If what?
Handing out CDs count.
Yep, as long as you check back with them to see what their response in the CDs was.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't count till that point.
Okay.
Okay, this last week we were watching Brilliant Compensation. Or were we watching Beautiful Compensation? Or listening to?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful Compensation.
The Cruise.
And,
Brilliant Compensation, because of Beautiful Days.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Okay. So Brilliant Compensation. And Brad, what was your thoughts on that CD? Was that Brad who was just talking, or was that Dean? Who was just reminding us that it was Brilliant Compensation?
That was Dean.
Oh, okay, Dean. Martin, you sound a little like Brad tonight. What was your take on that CD?
I'm trying to recall exactly what came off of it.
That was where I think it's Dr. Black, who was the first guy to build or to have a college course on network marketing at the University of Chicago, and he was working with the old Navy SEAL, Tim Sales. Tim Sales was built a huge network marketing organization. They were discussing what happens when the baby boom generation is a large generation going through the pipeline. The doctor was discussing how his students were coming back in the early 90s during a depression, couldn't get jobs, and he was trying to figure out a way to get them jobs. You remember, does that ring any bells to you?
Was that on a DVD or was it a CD? Because we listened to a CD.
Yes, a CD.
Yeah, it's a CD. Was that Steve?
Yeah.
Complete or incomplete? You gave me your score already. So Steve, why don't you give us your opinion on that and see if it piques any memory cells for Dean there.
Well, they brought up a tremendous number of good points that if you take the time to do the due diligence, the network marketing shines, and that it is a legitimate way of business, and that they had put together large organizations by doing it, and it was very profitable for them.
Is there, Shu, you're a businessman and been very successful at that. Have you ever known businesses that were unscrupulous?
Yeah, we see them all the time.
And have you ever seen governmental agencies that were maybe inefficient and perhaps not keeping the consumer's mind held at first?
a daily deal, that's for sure. You can see that today on CNN.
So with that being the case, isn't it amazing that the thing that people become familiar with, although it's rife with many more, has anybody on this call heard of any negatives on international or national or local TV about a network marketing company in the last 10 years?
No.
Sure.
I haven't.
Who is it? Dean?
Yeah, I haven't heard about network marketing.
Okay, and who said sure?
I have, but here in Utah, there have been some scams.
And which one do you hear more of?
Regular
more
business.
Negatives, the government and the business in regular business, or do you hear more about network marketing scams?
Regular business.
So well, you might hear one every 3 or 4 or 5 years, sometimes one every 10 years about network marketing, and you would hear one a day, or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day?
For sure.
About unscrupulous business, and isn't it amazing that the same thing occurs when we talk about Nikan products, that people can hear, how many times a day do you think people could be exposed to the fact that there are dangers in the healthcare system by taking drugs?
All the time.
Yeah, I just got my daughter out of emergency room last night because of drugs.
Man.
Properly prescribed prescription drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we see it on Time Magazine almost every issue. We see it. In fact, I was doing it, like I mentioned before when we did the quarterly event. Just went out to the lobby of the hotel, picked up one USA Today, and there were 4 articles on the front page about debacles within the healthcare system. And yet because of the familiarity people have with using the healthcare system and with the government and with the regular franchises and businesses, because they're familiar, they can take hundreds of negatives per week and still walk right in and use them. And when we deal with network marketing and Nikan, they might take 1 or 2 negative things they may have heard in a 10-year period and completely eliminate the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it tell us? It tells us that familiarity over time, you can cause anybody to do just about anything. Here's some statistics that are really important to remember. Did somebody from the team just join us? Okay, must be someone in our listening gallery. One thing to remember, according to the insurance actuarial tables, if you were to take a general population and they were used to the concept of insurance by a certain company, 5% of the population will buy on the first exposure. Next exposure is about 7. The third exposure is 8. The fourth exposure is 11. By the fifth exposure, 85% of the people will buy. Now, that's been extrapolated to various other industries, and so in our industry, we have to keep that very much in mind. So I'm going to go across the group of the people who are currently with us on the call and ask, how many pieces of snippets of information or CDs or events or product experiences did it take before you actually signed up in Nikan? We'll start with Steve.
3 months.
Okay. And were you using products for 3 months? Had you purchased them?
Yeah.
And what else had you seen in that 3-month period?
Montana Expo.
Wow. That's coming up this next week, by the way. I mean, this weekend.
Yeah.
And so you saw the expo. Did you go get any CDs or DVDs or anything?
Yeah.
How many?
No clue. You know, peruse.
Remember which one it was?
Memorize the website. Yeah. Just Imagine. No, I guess no. Just Imagine came out after that. Step One, I think it was called.
Okay.
And Step One and the one with, and that had Greg Buzowski on one side and Ray Crum on the other.
Ah, okay. So that's at least four in 3 months, and you signed up.
Right.
So you fit pretty closely with that five exposure event or statistic. Shu, can you remember what you went through?
Boy, I remember seeing that doctor down at the health club putting on a pair of those Neken socks, and that was my first introduction. And he told me he knew somebody that knew somebody that did it, and they came out, ran them down, and they came out to my office, loaned me some products. And, boy, after that, I mean, I just had great product experience, but I can't remember right now how long after that it took me to actually get in, but it was probably another two or three total, maybe four, before I signed up, actually, probably.
4 weeks or months?
Probably weeks. Because I was right onto it. I was hanging all over them. I was meeting them every morning and watching what they were doing. I was driving around with them every day, and I got real involved on one-on-one with them as a little mouse in the corner.
Before or after you signed up?
Both.
Okay. So you had to see multiple times before you actually put pen to paper, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yep. Starting to get interesting here. Brad, are you on yet? How about Debbie or Becky? All right, Dean and Melanie, how many times did you have to see something? And sometimes these can occur where you're watching a TV show. They may have a news broadcast on magnets in general. That counts.
Well, it's kind of weird with Dean and I because I signed up a year before Dean was involved.
Okay.
It only took, Debbie gave me the Discover at Live It CD, and I called her the next day and said, where do I sign up?
Great.
With Dean, it took a bit longer for him to come on board.
So if we take the four cases that we have so far, one out of four went ahead and got it after the first exposure. So and if we had the other ones here, it probably is going to play out that it's just real similar across the board. What that means is we have to have an efficient pipeline of information and continue to follow people up. I was pursued for 7 months. The average diamond in Nikan was pursued for 7 months.
Wow.
So we get... if we get the wrong personal perception about people that when they twitch, that means no, go hang yourself in the shower, you probably are going to miss your opportunities. So we want to know what the pipeline is, how to use it, and how to keep people moving within that pipeline. So let's take a moment. Last time when we got together, we had a discussion about silver. So we want to make sure we clean that up before we go on to our next point. And one point to make this month, next month, and the month after, while we're in this run and in this shoot, is that it is now the easiest to make silver that it's ever been in Nikan. So let's go back and review. Melanie and Dean, how many points does it take in a single calendar month to go silver?
15,000. Well, right now it's 15, but it's 20.
Yeah, 000. Typically it takes 20. Why does it only take 15 this time?
Because Nikan's throwing in 5,000.
Well, that makes it somewhat easier.
That's for sure.
So what is the least, if you started tonight, what is the least number of people you would have to involve, and what would they have to get to, in order for you to become a silver by the end of the month, which is Saturday?
Three seniors.
Minimum you have. have to have three seniors. So you got to make sure that that requirement is taken care of. That's true. Steve, what else would you have to do if you started tonight and you wanted to go silver by Saturday?
My organization would have to have another $14,500 worth of volume.
And why $14,500?
Because I've already got $500 in.
Okay, so that's one of the points I was looking for, is that you're, anyone who starts today, in order for them to take advantage of using other people's money for rank advancement, they have to have a month in their history where they had a $500 personal volume activity month. So with that being said,
rear pack too.
You have to have the Nikken starter pack.
Right, which reduces the amount of points that your group have to have.
All right. So let's build this group then. We have 5,000 already given by Nikken. If you have to get the initial starter pack, we'll go with a minimum value of just under $1,700. At that moment, Melanie, you've been in for a year. You should be able to figure this one out. What number of volume points would you have if you get the 5,000 automatic and you have to come in with the Wellness Home starter pack at 1,700, how many points would you have total?
6,700.
And with the bonus, or did you know there was one? Did you know there was one, Melanie?
Yeah, isn't it a double bonus?
So, yes. So instead of 6,700, you get to add almost an additional 1,700 as your bonus. So you'd have 8,400 because of the bonus, right?
Right.
So as a brand new person coming in today, in order to qualify on your way to silver, you only need 11,600 points after you've taken care of the minimum just to get you started.
Right.
Shu's already mentioned that you have to have three silver distributors, senior distributors, to meet your criteria. What do they need to do to go senior?
1,500.
1,500.
Would you recommend that they go the extra $200 and get the kit?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because they need the product to be able to show it and demonstrate it. And double.
Very true. And they get the bonus as well, don't they?
Right.
So if both of your people, now we're sitting at 5 plus 8,000, or 7, let's see, 5 plus 3,400, that was our original, so we have 8,400. Now if two people came in with their basic pack, that would be two more 3,400. You see how that works, Melanie?
Yep.
Because they get double points for their pack. That's another 6,800. So just to meet the minimum requirements, you have 15,200 points.
Yep.
So if you got... you'd essentially have to have one wellness home and you could do it.
Yep.
So if you had one wellness home, no, wait, you have to have three seniors. I was only giving you two. So we had,
yeah.
Actually we'd have 34 times three. $10,200
then you just have some retail customers.
18,900. If you are sitting with three people that got their basic pack, you got your basic pack plus your bonus in one calendar month, could all of you see how you might be able to come up with the remaining $1,100 to get the silver?
Yep.
Well,
I think
just
somebody
the starter pack, though.
Yeah, now
couple energy packs.
A couple energy packs would do it. Now, what I would recommend is if you're going to get people started up on those basic Wellness Home starter packs, and they want to experience the sleep system and have it to travel with and to loan, what's our big advantage of getting one now?
Blank.
Well, they've got the sleep system bonus. I mean, the sleep system promotion, don't they? Or was that rolled back a month?
Yeah, they do have the sleep system promotion, but what about the demo pack?
Oh, yeah, $399 for the demo pack if you buy the starter kit pack.
What's it normally cost?
About $1,000.
Almost
$1,300. How much is it now?
$395 if you get it. Along with your Wellness Home starter pack or your Wellness Home, you get almost $1,000 off.
Wow.
So can you see how your three people that signed up plus you would want to get that $400 pack additionally? Hmm. And you'd be over silver, wouldn't you? Because that'd be about $400 each or $1,600, and we only needed $1,100 to go silver. So let's recap. If you started today, got your Wellness Home pack plus your bonus or your rollout bag, the demonstration bag, and all three of your new seniors did the same, you'd go silver in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
There are two other requirements for going silver. What are they?
Humans being more training.
Yep.
I was thinking that was it.
Have to be on $100 autoship.
Oh yeah, $100 autoship. Yeah. That's like my son. He's got. In his group volume, he's got about $650 and doesn't have an autoship in.
But the rest of it does?
Yeah, the other people do.
Wow. That's wise to do. So is everybody clear on how to go silver in 1 month?
Yep.
Last week we discussed some of the advantages of going silver. Steve, what are some that come to your mind?
The actual rebate back to you becomes much higher. Instead of your sponsor getting the 20% or 15% or 10% or 5%, if they qualify, then they get 6%, but you get the 20% or the remainder instead of them.
Okay, now that can be a little confusing as we discuss that, but basically what it means is as you go up through the ranks, you now maximize your return. As a silver distributor, you get 20% off your wholesale price for everything ordered under your number. So Melanie, if we order $100 retail, it costs $100. If you order $100 wholesale, what's it cost?
$80.
Right, 20% discount. if you're a silver and you bought and you order $100 retail, what's it cost?
$72 Unless it's on auto ship, and then it's less than that. But $68
Yeah.
So how did you get $72 Steve?
You get 20%. You get 20% off the top, which makes it $80 and you get it's not $72 and then you get 20% of the $80 which is $16 So that's $74
So basically, when you're a silver, you get to take an additional 20% off the wholesale price. Brings it down to $74 did you say?
Uh-huh. And then if you do it in auto ship, then you get another 10% off of that.
Which is $7.40 more.
Yep.
Would that be 64 20% off 180
And then you get 20% of the 80 which is 16
And that would drop it to 64
That makes sense. 80, 64, not 74
Okay, 64 And then if you get it on auto ship, then you get another 10% off of that.
Which is $6.40 So it's 59, 60, something like that?
Yep. Sweet deal.
So $100 worth of auto ship could cost you 59, 60. That's a great reason for being silver, right?
Definitely.
Now, what if somebody buys something retail? If you're a silver,
you get all the you get that extra money.
That's right. So you'd get all of the remainder from 64 to 100. Which is what, 46? 46%.
34%.
You get the 20, yeah, the original 20.
46, yeah. So 54. 54, 46.
Does that compute for you, Steve?
I'm too sleepy.
Okay, so we get 40. So we'll just say 46% back. So on a $100 sale, you get 46. Would that be okay?
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why you want to be silver. Another reason is once you've done something, you now know how to do it, and you can teach others to do it. Shoo, if you teach enough people in the right places to do silver, what can you become?
Gold.
And?
Diamond.
And any other doggone thing you want that's above silver, because it's exactly. All based on putting silvers in the right places. So once you discover how to become a silver factory, and that's how you get to the higher ranks. Now let's take a look at how you would get to silver in multiple months. One of the recommendations of this program is that you use, or you get $6,400 average each month of the program. And the reason is because you can take up to 4 months to get to silver, and NECAN allows that. But we need to look at the criteria for getting to silver in multiple months, 2 to 4 months. Does anybody know how many seniors you need? If you don't go in 1 month, which took 3 first-line silvers, seniors, what do you need if you go in multiple months?
6 seniors.
Four first line and 4 in depth.
Now here's another interesting point, though, Dean. The first 4 do have to be first line. They have to be sponsored by you. The next 4 could be anywhere. They could be sponsored by you personally, or they could be in depth. So if you had 6 that were personally sponsored, you'd only need 2 that would be in depth.
Okay.
You just need 8.
Right.
So you need 8. The caveat is 4 of them have to be personally sponsored. one. The others are similar. You got to be on auto ship for $100. You have to have purchased a Wellness Home Starter Pack. You have to go to Humans Being More training. But the volume is different. How much money do we need in 1 month?
64.
In order to go, yeah, this month, but generally across the board when you go silver.
20K.
20. What if you do it in multiple months? You need?
25.
25. So the volume part gets much, much easier. The silver or the seniors part gets a little more difficult because you have to get twice as many or more than twice as many seniors over time. But it does build a strong organization, and that's why it's allowed to be there. We want everybody to push hard to get to the silver level as quickly as possible. Does anybody care, beyond the person doing it, whether it took them 6 months or 6 minutes to go silver? Well, there are some things that are important about being silver. The rank of silver is only important in that it maximizes your pay scale. But building a big quality organization that's going to continue to grow over time is another concern and something you want to always work toward. So we're going to talk about some of the statistics and just kind of review them. In order to go silver, we know that you have to do 20 or 30, or approximately 30 presentations in a calendar month. Last week we talked about doing those 30 presentations could be done by you, or they could be done in conjunction with your business leaders that you've signed up. Everybody on the same page with me there?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that we want to start thinking, let's get an army of people who are thinking the same way. We want to first start with one buddy that'll follow you around and go to everything. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then you get another buddy. Then you get another buddy. The more buddies you get that are all doing the same thing, you give them credit, you give them admonition, you keep them going, you help them to succeed. Because as they succeed, you get to use their volume. If their friend succeeds, you get to use their volume, and so on, so that the volumes are additive to go to your rank of silver. Now let's review the last couple points, and we'll get into this week's material. What is the next significant goal after silver?
Leadership bonuses?
I think leadership bonus, because in the process of going gold, you're going to take some time and you're going to develop some leaders, but we want to try to get the leadership bonus in there, because you can get up to five figures in a single month just as a bonus on your check. Who knows how to get a leadership bonus?
You have to do a certain amount of volume for like three consecutive months.
Minimum 3,000. That's true. But that gives you 1 point for each of the three consecutive months. That'll give you 3 points. In order to qualify for the bonus, you have to have 20 points. That takes care of three if you have 3,000 in volume every month. You get points for things like breaking a new executive. You get 1 point, or 2 points. A bronze is 3. A silver is 5. In order for you to make it to this this award, you have to have 20 over a for 3 month period, but no single month can go below 5 points, or you start all over again in your count. Now that seems like it's a little bit technical in figuring those things out, but there are some strategies to do it, and as a group, once you get to this point where you become a silver, we're going to work on the specific strategies to get you paid those bonuses. Can you see how you and your people will be less bored if you get five-figure checks as bonuses?
Yeah, for sure.
And then we go gold. What's the next, here's just a bonus question, what's the next major goal after gold?
Diamond.
there's one other rank in between gold and diamond.
Right, platinum. Platinum.
But there's also a special thing you can qualify for presence. After gold and before platinum.
President Club? Don't you have to be
that
platinum?
Comes after platinum.
Okay.
So there's all intermediate steps between these, and if you shoot for those intermediate steps, it really helps to keep you motivated and on track. Anyone else have a shot at it?
So, Watanabe?
Watanabe would be one that you could qualify for as a bronze, actually.
Okay.
How about your car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, car.
So let's think of it in this way. You go silver, then you go silver with performance bonus, go gold with a performance bonus, and go gold with a car. And then if you want to be really Mondo nasty, you can go gold on the house program. And that's when you know you're dealing with a major stud. We could talk about that on another call, but we did, in fact, I just have to let you know this because we did it. In the 6th month as a gold, we qualified for the house program.
Well,
and there, you really have to pull a lot of personal volume to do it. It would be more difficult to go house program as a gold today than it was when we did it. The reason is because it's easier to break silvers today, and it's harder to get big personal volumes because they break silver before they get to that 20,000 point.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing a trade-off. It was harder to go silver, but it helped us to keep very high personal volumes, and that makes it easier to qualify for the house. Okay, well, that's all real confusing stuff. Thank you very much. But let's go back and review your reading. What are you picking up out of the reading? Shu, give me your perspective.
Well, it's just being connected, being in constant communication with all your downline, upline, crossline, and stuff. Because, like I've heard so many times, it's you'll become, you know, what you read and hear and associate with and whatnot, and it's so true. That's what you'll become if that's what you do. And I've got to tell you, I've never done so much reading in my life, Jared, as I've done this last few months and stuff. I never was a reader, never have been a reader. And it's definitely changing me. I can't seem to get enough books anymore right now and stuff. So I think it keeps you energized. It keeps you really focused. And you just keep trudging on. You just keep going up that ladder every day, and it just it puts a grind in you to keep looking for that next prospect and that next interview and that next tape to hand out and stuff. And that's what I've got. It's just a constant push out the door. You can't hardly seem to stay home.
Woo, shoo, you're awesome. Now, do you have a perspective on whether or not the reading helped to change you, or because you're changed, you now want to read, or is it kind of half of one and half of the other?
It's probably because I've changed, I guess, and I've made up my mind, and I'm just focused on going up that ladder, and I guess in order to focus to go anywhere, you've got to do the steps to get there, and you really can't skip them, so... You know, the reading and the CDs and the DVDs and the three-way calls and the P1 and all that, it's just all part of the program. And if you just want to get it done, you've got to get in line and go right up the chain. And it'll take you up to the top. You just got to go through the chain. It's like you've read so many places here lately. It's when you set your goals, what did you set when you started high school? Your goal was actually set at the other end, and that was to graduate. And you had people along the way to help you go through all those steps. You had your teachers and your instructors and your band and all those different people helping you to go that way. And that was all part of the team. The high school was an entire team. And this is no different. You just got to get in and work with your team and build a team. And they all you all end up on the podium together.
It's one. wonderful that we have both in this, and I, and it's a shame the other folks are missing this opportunity to get the wisdom, but both Shu and Steve have a lot of background, and there is something that kept them from quitting. And sometimes you have to stay around until your learning moment hits. And keep this in mind as you all become leaders of your own teams. Learning moments are astounding things. People will, you can teach at them for a long time, and it's not their time or their moment. And then in an instant, when their learning moment comes, everything changes. This is a story I often tell when we go through to this point with these groups, is I had a swimmer, and I was a swim coach, and we would teach, don't breathe on the first stroke off of the turn. It'll screw up your hydrodynamics. You're able to go faster by pushing on the solid wall with your legs for a period of time than you ever will by swimming. So if you start to swim too fast or to breathe, you'll break that streamline position and slow yourself down. You'll lose momentum. Very few people do that, waiting till they breathe after the first stroke, because they really feel like they need the air, especially when you're pushing hard. But physiologically, it's only one more second to do that extra stroke on the other side before you breathe, but it can make up to a quarter body length difference. So we taught that process for an entire season, 150 days in a row, and every day we would do 100 turns, focusing on not breathing the first time out of the turn, and then in every lap during practice we would remind the kids not to breathe the first stroke out of the turn. In the championship that year, had a kid come up to me, and he was beside himself. He had competed, and his arch rival always beat this kid by just a little on the long distance races, and it was predictable. And this particular day, he was a length and a half ahead of the guy at the end of the race, and he was beaming. And he ran up to me and he said, "Coach, I tried something today that you're going to have to throw into practices. I tried not breathing the first stroke out of the turn, and every length I would blow the guy away." And he goes, "You got to do this, Coach. I can't even tell you. It's the coolest thing I've ever discovered." That was his learning moment. And you're going to have lots of people within your organization you can tell stuff to until you're blue in the face. And until they have a learning moment, it ain't going to stick. Does that make sense to everybody?
It sure does.
So you just keep rolling over the same territory. They start getting familiar with the song. They can sing it well. But one day, they add their own personality to it, and they take off. Melanie or Dean, do you have any perspectives on the reading or the CD?
We're a little bit brain dead. We're on vacation right now, so we're on.
Well, where is your vacation?
What?
Where is your vacation?
On the Oregon coast.
Is it lovely?
It is. It's very lovely.
Are you reading?
We read all the on the way down here.
You did what?
We read the book on the way down here.
Oh. Well, very good. Are you inspired by your vacation to maybe make it more of a habit now?
Yeah, definitely. It's been 6 years since we've had a vacation because we've been working too hard. And we don't want to anymore.
What's your day job? I've forgotten.
I'm a realtor.
So you're a realtor, Dean?
Well, we did own our own business, so Nikon right now is what we're doing, or what I'm doing.
Ah. Now, Steve, you're our archivist here. What famous personage in Nikon is famous for taking vacations, and how often do they come? Do you remember anybody that commented on that?
Dave Johnson texts him all the time.
How about Dennis Williams?
Yeah, Dennis Williams is always doing something with his family, goes skiing, has his own... He goes to Switzer and skis with his family and goes to Hawaii with his family.
Well, on one of the CDs, Dennis Williams talked about a specific number of vacations he takes on a specific rotation of time. Do you remember what that is?
I don't.
Do you know how a lot of people will try to get a two-week vacation in during their year, and that's a pretty good vacation? Dennis only gets one, but he's now disciplined himself over the last 10 or 12 years to take one-week vacation every month.
Well.
Hey.
So, Melanie, are you up for that?
That sounds great to me. I'm willing to do that.
So we'll put that on the goal calendar for you.
Sounds good.
Steve, what's that, Dean?
Oh, I was going to say something that that I liked about the book is in the reading it. The successful people in network marketing, they go over like something that they went over in the book was a vision. And in the vision, you kind of start off with 2020 and, 2040 and so on and so forth. And certain people can only see 2020, but the real visionaries can see 2 to 2000. And basically what they're referring to is being able to look at the vision and see your goal, the end result of your goal, as you're doing your day-to-day activity and being focused on that and not allowing anything to detour that, from your vision. And, what the book says is that we tend to focus on, even that one phone call that we have to make, or whatever, and how it, we tend to think of the now and not get beyond that and look at our end result. To me, that kind of hit real strong when the book went over that.
Now, in your life experience then, are you beginning to see that there are patterns that people are in that are non-productive patterns?
Yes.
And that someone once said that we hear a lot about the comfort zone, but it's probably not a comfort zone. It's probably more a familiar zone.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Because most people are in a zone that is familiar to them, and they keep going back to it, even if they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most people will stick with a job they hate for the rest of their life, is because they know how to do what they're doing. So can you see how one of the most critical points you can put across to your people is how to do, or that they can do this, and how we do it? And make it real clear how we do it. Probably by showing them how we do it, putting them in front of other people, doing three-way calls, taking them to events, showing them how, because that's really the only thing that's the last straw that will keep them from changing, is that they don't know how, or they may think they don't know how. But if they find out they know how already, they don't even have to learn because it's just in their nature. Then it's the last little straw that can allow them to become a Nikan distributor and start to work and pull for the team. Extra points. For those of you who are listening to the Texas call, what is your next CD? One of the keys in this is the Texas call gives you perspective. Gives you the ability to orient yourself with the group that's out of Texas. It's only been in, generally those people are 1 to they usually have one to two people who are previous Pathfinder graduates, and they give their perspective on some of the little tricks of the trade they needed to use in order to become a graduate along the way. Those Texas calls are incredibly important and part of your complete and incomplete. If you've forgotten, you access that through focusongrowth.com. Go to the P1 calls, and they're the current P1 calls. This next week we'll be moving into call number 7. For your homework this week, which were the chapters you read this week?
1 through chapter 6.
Through chapter 6.
Yep.
In Dare to Dream?
Yes.
So we're going to go 7, 8, and 9. Dare to Dream and Work to Win.
Okay.
And the CD for this week is, you've all done Jim Rohn, right?
Yep.
It
says in the book, So You Want Business.
Yeah, that's Dennis Williams, right?
No, Boyd Latham. And where you?
Oh, Boyd Latham, So You Want to
Do
This Business.
Yeah, So You Want a Business by Boyd Latham, and Where Are You Now and Where Are You Going by Estella Jackson.
So that's from your kit. So the Boyd Latham and Estella Jackson, oh, she's awesome too, CD. That's what we've got coming up next week. Make sure you listen to that call. Real important. And you want to get me your stats. My fax number is 509-467-8038. And just punch your fax. It'll be picked up here. If you'd like to email them to me, it's Jerry White, the number 4, at comcast.net. We'll be comparing teams' stats on the call next week and taking a look at how well you're moving toward the end goal. We'll take the averages of the two teams and we'll find out which team had the best average on overall volume. So I want you to throw your volumes in on as well as the information that's requested for you in your workbook. So everybody clear on that?
Yes,
and
that's
we'll
the
have,
Texas call, Jerry. Where do we get that number?
That's focusongrowth.com, and just listen to it off of the computer. It's in the P1.
Oh.
The
okay.
Pathfinder call section.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. And Dean and Melanie, thank you for being with us while you're on vacation. You're now released to back to vacation.
And welcome home, Jerry.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, hey. For those of you who are interested and you want to check out how to have the same experience that I did this last week, go to bananabeachhouse.com.
Bananabeachhouse.com.
That's the other rental that we're renting out over there, and it's only $1,200 a day, so it's really easy to come up with. But it's pretty cool looking.
I'm sure.
And being right on the beach there. And you could wander down and see that 007 guy, too. Pierce Brosnan there. He's four houses down. All right.
Yeah. I have something to say. I think it's pretty neat. On our way down here, we stayed at a bed and breakfast, and pretty much to everybody that owned the bed and breakfast and all the people in the couple of days that we were there with that we sat down and had breakfast with, we gave CDs out and got their information. They were all interested.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. That's perfect. Can you all see how it's easier to do this business if you were on vacation all the time than if you were in some lousy job somewhere?
Makes sense to me.
Awesome. And that's the way you get all over the world pretty quickly. So choose wonderful vacation spots and take lots of CDs with you. That's a prescription for all of you. All right. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
And get
thanks.
Together with your groups, too, because some of your groups were a little less than on the ball this week.
Yeah.
It's all about the team, so you guys lead them out of the ditch.
Okay.
Awesome.